Ela bebor b'shusay. In the case where you dug a bore in your reshus, and then you're mafker the property around the bore. So now that you own this bore, you're still chayvena. Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva holds, bore b'shusay na michayv, yes, even for such a bore also you chayv. The extent was the Torah says, bal habor, bebor d'yislay b'ilam kamarachmona. The Torah is talking about that even though somebody owns this bore, that means you dug it in your backyard, you own the property, and then you're mafka the reshus around the bore. So now if somebody falls in it, you're chayiv. On this, Rabbi Shmuel Savano, bal ha-takolo. When the Torah says bal ha-bor, means the bal ha-takolo means only if you dug the bore reshus rabim. So why you call the bal ha-bos? Because you made this takolo. But in the case where you made it in your reshus, since you own it, then you're potter. You have a right to say to the guy, who asked you to come into my reshus? This is my bor, I'll be potter. Ella, my if so, Ella, my zel bor, about Torah, the cover of Akiva. What does Akiva that mean to say this is the bor that Torah is talking about? Of Hifka bor of Hishka Rishusai. You're telling me now that's not the bor HaTorah. So what does Akiva say this is the bor HaTorah? So Gemara says, it just means to say, zel bor shapis, shaposach boyakosa tchila litashlumim. When the Torah talks about tashlumim, there the Torah says bal habor, says bal habor yishalim. That's talking about payment. So by payment, the Torah is talking about a bor that you're the bailim, it's in your reshus. But the first case, when the Torah talks about making the bor, their taka, the ikar, bor hater is a bor reshus a rabbin. That's the way Rabbi learns. For Rabbi Yosef Amana, Rabbi Yosef says, bebor reshus a yachad kuliyam lefliga de mechayif. He says the opposite. A bor that you dug in your backyard, and then your mafka, the reshus around it, everybody holds yachayif. Even Rabbi Shmuel holds yachayif. My time, bal habor amarachmona. The Torah calls a bal habor. That means the bor, yisle bailam askinim. We're talking about a bor that somebody owns. How do you own it? It's your property. Keep pleading with the machlokes of Akiva then, the bor b'shus rabim. If you go and dig a bor b'shus rabim that you don't own, are you chayiv? We have Yishmael sub a bor b'shus rabim. Nami chayiv. Yes, you also chayiv there. Why does the Torah says, ki yiftach l'chayichra? So again, im al psicha chayiv akriya lekoshchein, elo shal iske psicha val iske kriya boloi. The Torah is telling you that by through digging it or through opening it, you're also chayiv on a bor b'shus rabim. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. That avada the ikar bor is if it's in your b'shus. But there's a ribui even where you make a b'shus rabim, also you chayiv. Rabbi Kiva says no, Rabbi Kiva holds a bor b'shus rabim yapoto. Ha'ay, the pasuk says, ki yichra v'chayivtach. He says, "Hanu mitzvah shrichi." These two things I need. The kosev achamoni ki yiftach. The Rebbe just said, "If you open up a bor, you chayiv." Have a minute. I would have thought to say, "Paseyachu the sagale b'kisui." Only if you only opened up the bor, then it's enough to cover it again. That's your shmirah. But kaira, if you dug a whole bor, maybe the sagale b'kisui at the toyim lay. It's not enough just to cover it, but you'll have to fill it up. Maybe it has to be the toyim lay. Fill it up with karak again. That's what the Torah is saying. No, even if you dig it, it's enough to cover it. If you dug it, have a mina kri yehud the boy kisi. Maybe only if you dig it, then you're chayiv unless you cover it. Mishum di yavad maisa, because you made such a big maisa of digging a bor. Avo pasayach, just by opening up a dug a bor already that was covered, and you went and opened it up now. To lo yavad maisa, not doing such a big action right now. Ema kisa namile boy. Maybe in such a case you don't even have to cover it, yapoto. Kamash malon. That's the Reb Kiva learns. That's what these two inyonim of kri yam sicha mean. But if so, the bor that you chayiv for is only bor b'shusay. But a bor b'shus rabim, since you don't own it, you taka pota. If so, according to Rabbi Yosef, v'yelo mazel bor b'tara, the Torah of Yishmael, what does Rabbi Shmuel mean to say that the bor that turns over b'shus rabim? Are you telling me not that way? The Torah says, zel bor shaposach b'akos tchilu l'nizokin. Just means for nizokin, that's the bor that Torah talks about first. A bor b'shus rabim. But who adin later by tashlumim when the Torah says bal habor, the attack of the Torah means a bor that belongs to you, that was done in your rishus. So kids, it is the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, which bor is chayiv according to everybody. Rabbi holds bor rishus, Rabbi is chayiv according to everybody, and Rabbi Yosef says no, a bor rishus a yachin is chayiv according to everybody. And the machlokes is by a bor rishus a Rabbi. This is what we're holding now. Now the Gemara says meitzli. Have a kash like this. It says, somebody digs a bor b'shus rabim, or pischal b'shus yachid, and the opening is to b'shus yachid, which really means it's called the bor b'shus yachid. Potter, you potter. For yafo pi shein a rishon lasas kain, even though you're not allowed to do this, but you potter l'fi shein, not allowed to do this l'fi shein meisin chalal tachas b'shus rabim, because you're not supposed to make like a holy place under the b'shus rabim. You can't make an erech pocket under the Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, you're not allowed to do this. But if you do it, though, the mice is called the bor b'shusai, therefore you put it. What about ha-choyfer, though? What about ha-choyfer bor b'shichin amorois b'shusai yochid? Let's say you dig these caves or ditches in b'shusai yochid. Or piskal b'shusai rabim. The opening is opened up to b'shusai rabim. So that's called like a bor b'shusai rabim. It says chayiv. In such a case, you chayiv. So this price holds that a bor b'rishusai is potter, because you have a right to tell to the guy, what are you doing in my rishus? You want me to pay for you? What are you doing here? I own this karka, you fell on my karka, I'm not going to pay you. So he holds bor b'rishusai is potter. Just bor b'rishusai rab, and then you chayiv. Then the price goes on and says, if somebody digs a ditch in his rishusai yochid, ha-smuchel b'rishusai rabin, which is near the rishusai rabin. That people that make dishes, when they build things, Rashi says, Ushin means, Shederech Lasa is Kain Vienna Pasheya. He's not a Pasheya over there. That's where he used to build them. So, Potter. Then you Potter. This is what is the case that you're Chayfa, Burris, and you're Rishus Ayochid. So the only reason why you Potter is because you have a right to do it. Mashma, if you would not have a right to do it, you'd be Chayef. That's a stira. First, the price is mashma bor b'rishusai is potter. And here it's mashma, if you dig a bor in your rishus, the only reason why you potter is because you have a right to do it. Well, so see, for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, ad sheyaseh mechitza asara. Yosef says, no, even though you made a ditch, like they do it in Ushin, when you're building a house, so near the front of the house, they make ditches there, still you chayiv if somebody falls into it. Until you make a mechitza there, a gate there, asara, tent for chamoy, or yachshiyanchi, you mock him, dreeses, ragli yodam, or you mock him, dreeses, ragli bein, or bought tfachim. Unless you make your dish 4 tfachim away from where people walk. But if you're within 4 tfachim of the road where people go, then taki yachayiv. That's what Rabbi Yosi says. But before that, the Tanakhama says, yipotah. So now the deacon is last halacha, again, if you dug a bore in your Rishus HaYochid, near the Rishus HaRabim, and you're building a house there, that it was a minig then, they're allowed to build or make a ditch right outside there. So that's why you potter. So again, the diik is time of dilution. Only because you're doing this like Rishus. Ho'alav lushin, but you're not building there, that you have no right to make a ditch right before the Rishus Rabim. Chayiv. Then it's mashu from the Brice, you'd be chayiv. If so, Hamani, who does this go like? Who does that Brice go like? The Chorus Astira. The first part of the Brice says that Bor Rishus Rabim is chayiv. And Rishus Yachar is potter. And here it's mashma, bor b'shus yochid is also chayiv. So bishleim al rabba, according to the way rabba learns the first man yama, that b'shus rabim, everybody holds yichayiv. Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you the reisha that says b'shus rabim yichayiv, and b'shus yochid yipota goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The seifa, Rabbi Akiva, and the seifa that says no, that b'shus yochid also you be chayiv, hatele comes out good according to Rabbi Akiva. So it comes out of this price that's a machlokes. If a bor b'rishusai, a bor that was dug in your rishusai yochid, and then you mafka the area around it, are you chayiv or not? So according to Rab, it's very good. Rab learns that's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva of bor b'rishusai. But the question is, elul Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, that he says no, a bor b'rishusai, everybody holds you chayiv. If so, bishleima seifa divrei hakol, bishleima the seifa that says a bor b'rishusai is chayiv goes according to everybody. It's very good. El Reisha Mani, but the Reisha that's Mashma Bor B'Shusa Yipota, who does it go like? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Yosef, he says both of them agree that a Bor B'Shusa is Chayiv. So how come here the Reisha says a Bor B'Shusa is Pota? Oh, Malach Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef answers like this, I'll tell you, Kula Diriakoli, no. No Reisha could go according to everybody. The Reisha, you know what the Reisha says Yipota is talking about? Shaloi Hivka Lo Rishusa V'Loi Boiroi. You're true, you dug a bor in your rishus, in your backyard, but you are not mafka your backyard. So then for sure, if somebody walks into your backyard or falls into your ditch, avada your potter. Because who asked the guy to come there? It's only a shaila if you are mafka your rishusli. But if you're not mafka your rishus, it's your private rishus, so pshit, whoever falls in there, your potter. Tomorrow says, Omar Ravashi. Ravashi says like this. Hashto diyakimto, le Rabbi Yosef, le divrei hakol. Now that you say according to Rabbi Yosef, it goes according to everybody. I tell you, the Rabbi Nami le tukmi kitanoi. Even according to Rabbi Shita,
that a bor b'shus rabim, everybody holds yichayiv. It's only machlokes b'shus yochid. Also, you don't have to say it's machlokes anoyim. I tell you, midrashi Rabbi Shmuel. Since the Reisha goes according to Rabbi Shmuel's Shrita, that holds bor b'shus yochid, you take a poto. I tell you, maybe seif anam Rabbi Shmuel. The seif also goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a bor b'shus will you be poto. And so, why do we say over here only because it's Lushin that you put on? Luchori, even a regular boy should be put on. I'll tell you no. The time of the Lushin. You know why you put if you dig your bore right near the Rosh Hashanah morning? Because you have a right to do it. You're building there. Holav Lushin Chayiv. But Mashma, if you don't have permission to dig your bore there, then you would be Chayiv, even though it's in your Rosh Hashanah. The question is why? I will go now according to Rabbi Shmuel, a bor b'shus is potter. The Torah is not mechayiv you, because since you own the bor, you have a right to say, what are you doing with my bor? So why here are you chayiv? I tell you the case is, regarding the arvach arvuch l'rishus rabim, that you made your bor so wide that a mamash got wide enough to go straight into the rishus rabim. That's what we're talking about over here. That you widened your bor so wide that a mamash went to the rishus rabim. So again, that's called the bor rishus rabim. You can't say, like, what are you doing in my Rishus? You made the bor into Rishus Rabin, so by the day you'll be chayiv. Rashi says, there will be a chayiv bor Rishus Rabin. That's mamash to dig in the bor Rishus Rabin. So therefore, the only reason why your potter is because the liushin, you have permission to do it. But if you wouldn't have permission to do it, avad you'd be chayiv. So therefore, this b'raisa is not a raya to either Rabbo or Rabbi Yosef. Mm-hmm. Now, may say, I have another kasha. It says in the Mishnah, hachayifer. No, not the Mishnah. Says Meisvei Hachoyfe Bor B'Rishus Yochid. Somebody digs a Bor B'Rishus Yochid, or Piskel B'Rishus Rabim, and the opening is the Rishus Rabim. So it's like you dug a Bor B'Rishus Rabim. Chayiv B'Rishus Yochid Asmuch B'Rishus Rabim Potter. So that clearly a Bor in your Rishus, even though it's near the Rishus Rabim, still your Potter. So Bishleim El Rabba Kula Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rab, it's very good that Rabbi Shmuel holds B'Rishus Rabim Yechayiv B'Rishus Yochid Potter. Elul Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's a kasha. Bishleim Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel. Bishleim of the Reisha goes according to Rabbi Shmuel that says what a bor b'shus Rabbim is chayiv. Okay, but according to Rabbi Yosef says that a bor b'shus everybody holds yichayiv. If so, al sefer mani, who does the sefer go like that says a bor b'shus is potter? Rabbi Yosef said everybody agrees yichayiv. If so, loy Rabbi Shmuel, loy Rabbi Kiva doesn't go like either of them. Oh, my law, so the Rabbi Yosef has to answer again. So but over here that even the Reisha, that's what it says. The reason why a potter over here is, Rabbi Yosef said a bor b'shus, everybody holds yichayiv. The reason why a potter is again because he did it le'ushin. We're talking about you did it with reshus, with permission. You were like building there, and then you had permission to make the ditch outside. So that's the only reason why a potter. But if it wouldn't have been with permission, even a bor b'shus avadi, you would be chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, chofar uposach umosel rabim. You dug a bor, or else uposach, you opened up a bor, umosel rabim, then you gave it over to the rabim. In other words, you dug a bor for the purpose that the rabim should be able to use it to drink the water from it. So potter, your potter, somebody damages himself. Because you did a favor for the rabbim. Rashi, most of the rabbim means the Yom of Na'iri. You said to the people in your city, "Haboz Zeshechavati, Tzorach Lachem Lishtois." I dug a bore, but I did it for your purpose. You should have water to drink from. When it rains, they'll fill up with water. You'll be able to drink from it. So it's such a case. Since he gave it over to them, now they are supposed to watch it. So somebody falls in it, he's potter. Chofer a posach v'loy mosel rabim. Let's say you dug a bor b'shus rabim, but you did not give it over to them. It's yours. Like you didn't give it to them. Then chayiv. That's called a bor b'shus rabim. V'chayim min hagosh nechunya chofer boris sichin amoris. This was the meaning of the tzaddik nechunya that used to dig ditches and caves. Shoy chofer posach mosel rabim. He used to dig boris and then let it fill up with water and give it to the rabim, like he was mezaka the rabim with water. When the Chacham heard what he did, Armud, they said, Kayim ze halacha zu. He was Mekayim this mitzvah. So tomorrow, halacha zu b'sulay, only this mitzvah. Elohei maaf halacha zu. He's even Mekayim this mitzvah. That if you give it over to the rabbin, it's a schus, you're doing something good, savati yopata. Taught a rabbin, look at a price like this. Maise once happened, the bita she nechunya. That the daughter of this nechunya that was seif zichin, she nofu lebor gadol. The Godel. She once fell, his daughter once fell into a deep ditch. And they didn't know she's alive or not. So Bov Yodiyu Hashem Chanina Ben Doisa. They went to Dav, ask Chanina Ben Doisa, like to daven for her. So Shor Rishoyinu Amal Lehem Sholem. The first hour we said it's okay. Shniyu Amal Lehem Sholem. Shlish, just the third hour, Amal Lehem, also she got up already, she's okay, go home. Omrullah, so when they went to speak to her, they asked her, Mihelcho, who got you up from this deep ditch? We never thought you'd get up. How'd you get up? Omrullah, so she said back, Omrullahem, Zocho Sharachelim Nizamnali. There was an ayol that was there. Rashi says that's the ayol Shal Yitzchok. Vizokin Echad Manhiga, and there was a Zokin writing it. Rashi says that's Avraham Avinu. Now Avraham Avinu went to save her. So they asked now, Rav Nechunya Ben Doisa, Echnina Ben Doisa, how did you know this? Omrullah, Novi Yatzo, are you a Novi? How did you know the third hour you told her she's saved? How did you know this? Omrullah, so he answered back, no, you should know, Lo Novi Anechle Ben Novi Anechi. I'm not a Novi, I'm not the son of a Novi. El Arada Kacha Marati Dova. This is what I always heard over and I know this. That Dova, El Kacha Marati, this is what I said to myself. That Dova Shoyse Tzadik, Mitztaya Boi, this Indian that is Tzadik Nechunya, went around to dig ditches to give people water to drink, it's not mistav at all that Yichshu by Zaroi, that his own daughter should die there. So he knew for sure that she can't die in the ditch. Therefore Rashi says the first 2 hours, I don't know if it's an hour or not, but the first 2 times, a person can still live there. But by the third time, she can't live there. So Meili, he knew for sure by the third time she got up already. Because it's not possible his daughter could die in a thing that he himself was misakin. The Gemara says, but you know, Amar Rav Akiva though, Afal Pekin, even so, Meis Benoi, his son died, but some in thirst. Okay, it wasn't Mama, she died in the bor. To die in the bor itself that the father always made, that wouldn't happen. But a koponim, the son, he was a tzaddik, he died in thirst. Shinam, the Pesach says, Svivav Nisharam Yerid. The people that are Hashem's around is like a hair. What does that mean? Malamit Shekarish Bochu Medantik in Svivav Afil Chot Asara. A person that's a tzaddik, that's around Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is medagdik, very exact with you, even Chot Asara, like a hairline, whether you're doing it right or wrong. So for a small thing, sometimes Hashem gives you a punishment. We have Nechun Yom HaMayach from this pasuk. It says, Kael Narat Pesach Kedoshim Rabba, for Noira Kol Sviva, that it's Noira, all the people around Hashem. Omer B'chalina Kol Eim HaKosh Baruch Hu Vatra, and Hu Yivatra Chayim. Whoever says Hashem looks over the Chatoim you do, you're just letting your mafka, you're letting your life go away. Shenemar Atzur Tom and Paul Lof, Yichol Duroch of Mishpat. All the midos of Hashem are Mishpat. Hashem knows what he's doing. He doesn't look over one Avera. A person thinks that if he doesn't get punishment for his Averas, Hashem is overlooking it. That's a mistake. Ki chol d'rocha Mishpat. Omer Rabbi Chama, Chonov, Yitenu Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni. My decision.